Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. A name change and a global focus has made a world of difference for Cinema Sisters International Film Festival. March 6th and 7th at Jingo's Playhouse. Co-founder and director Rebecca Bush says the festival, formerly known as Chick Flicks, has evolved.
We decided to change our name because apparently a lot of people were confused because they thought it was like chick movies, you know, chick flicks. And so we thought, let's get a name that better represents our group. One of our members, Kristen, came in and said, hey, how about Cinema Sisters International Film Festival? So the first year we did just local films. Second year we just did sort of Southeast United States. North Carolina the first year, Southeast the second year. And then the third year we opened it up to international and the film started rolling in, like seriously rolling in.
It's the fourth festival produced by the Wilmington Female Filmmakers Collective. They'll screen nearly 40 films, all directed by women and all under 30 minutes. In length. The only exception is the opening night feature-length film.
This year we have a feature film called The Woman Who Loves Giraffes. Dr. Anne Enos Dagg, who was in the 50s, went to South Africa all by herself to study giraffes. And because she's a woman, later on in life they wouldn't give her tenure at colleges because she was a woman. So it sort of talks about her struggle to be recognized as an authority in the study of giraffes.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Rebecca Bush about the fourth annual Cinema Sisters International Film Festival, March 6th and 7th at Jingo's Playhouse, located at 815 Princess Street. The Friday night feature will be screened with two shorts beginning at 6 p.m., followed by an opening night kickoff party, a.k.a. Shrimparoo. Day two of the festival, Saturday, March 7th, begins with a funding workshop with Anna Lee of Working Films from 9 to 11, followed by four blocks of shorts, which run from 11:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
We have such amazing films this year. The very first spaghetti western I've ever seen made by a woman film. We have Joy James. She has a film, Judging Eyes. She's a local filmmaker. Sophia Lanza did a film called Stop the Bands, and it has, women protesting for women's rights. Prey is another local film. We have powerful, powerful stories. A lot of them deal with the struggles that women face. We have two films from New Zealand. We have films from Denmark. We have films from Mexico. We have films from France and Spain, and we have films from all over the world that are just amazing stories.
Rebecca says lessons learned while creating her own film motivated her to seek a community of fellow female filmmakers.
I didn't know what I was doing. I did screenwriting, and so I thought, I just would like to see my story come to life. And so with these two very nice gentlemen, we made this very short film in 2 days. But as the process went along, I realized as a woman, I sort of abdicated my power as a filmmaker, as a director. And they would ask me, well, how do you want to do this? And I'm like, I don't really know. You guys can make the decision. What do you think is best? And
Rebecca says she was grateful to meet up with other women who also wanted a greater say in their own stories.
And there were three of us. It was Monica Winter Sanchez and Mariah Kramer. And we started talking. Would the experience be different if it was an all-female project? Do women tell stories differently than men? Do women make films differently than men? We said, hey, maybe we should form a group and to see if other women were experiencing the same thing. And so we did. We got together and the three of us created Wilm Film. And originally it was a film festival because we wanted to be able to show our films. I didn't want to wait for somebody to make my film because I might have to wait a lifetime.
Cinema Sisters International Film Festival runs Friday and Saturday, March 6th and 7th at Jingo's Playhouse. Full festival passes to all film screenings, the Saturday workshop, and the opening night Shrimparoo are available at csiff.org. Interestingly enough, 2020 is set to be a banner year in the film industry, with major studios like Paramount, Sony, and Disney announcing 22 projects directed by women. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.